Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. Also, if you want to watch us, you can watch us on YouTube TV, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, we'll be sweating out tonight's Thursday Night Football game, Daily Tip, they'll be reacting to everything first thing in the morning. Make sure you check us out at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Week 3 is already here, baby. We are in the cadence, and after just 2 short days of no football, football is back in our lives tonight in Western New York. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, because we're going to talk a lot of NFL, talk a little bit of college football, we have a lot of great guests, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're so kind and we're putting it on there on demand for everyone to consume, the least that you guys can do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have 3 guests who will be joining us throughout the program, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Friend of the show, play-by-play for NFL on CBS. You hear him every Sunday, and you absolutely love him. Oh, yeah! Ian Eagle is joining us at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Ian will be on the call of Sunday's game in Foxborough between the Steelers and the Patriots. Very fired up to have Ian Eagle back with us here on You Better You Bet. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern time, NBC lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, Jay Croucher, returns for his weekly Thursday spot here on the program, and we'll get all of his thoughts for Week 3 in the NFL. And at 6:20 Eastern time, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, welcome back Rob Pozzola. It's been a minute since we've had Rob on the program. He returns to give us his best bets for Week 3 in the NFL. And that's where we're going to begin the show today, talking about the game that kicks off Week 3 tonight. Once again, Thursday Night Football, Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. And right now over at BetMGM, to kind of give you a little bit of where the betting market sits, we currently have the Buffalo Bills as an 11.5-point favorite at home. Should be no surprise. Buffalo's been a juggernaut so far through two games. Miami, anything but. So the Bills, massive favorite, despite this being a division game on a short week. They're 11.5 at home. The total sitting at 50.5. I'll give some of my betting thoughts a little bit later on in the next segment when we break this down during our headlines at 3:20. But just to set the table over at BetMGM, where we always strive to make it legendary, Buffalo, 11.5, total at 50.5. And that betting market and the point spread is telling you that these two teams are in much, much different weight classes. Much different weight class. And it's so strange and so interesting how we got here with these two teams, because I remember it was just a few short years ago that we saw Miami and Buffalo play in a playoff game. Like, these were the two teams that were kind of the up-and-comers in the AFC. It was Miami with Tua. It was Buffalo with Josh Allen. Which of these teams was going to really make a run at Kansas City? The answer to that question has been nobody to this point. But that's how we were talking about those teams heading into that playoff game. And if you remember, I mean, that playoff game also had a big point spread because, surprise, surprise, Tua was injured, and it had to be Skylar Thompson as the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, or sorry, for the Miami Dolphins, who covered the number in that game and almost won the football game. It was a pretty wonky wild card game back a few years ago out there in Buffalo, but it feels so, so long ago when those two teams met in January, to where now we fast forward to September 2025, and it's much different. On one hand, Buffalo, they have maintained their status in the AFC, in the NFL, as this big-time contender. That's the trajectory that they have continued on over these last few years. I mean, you think about how the Bills have had so much success. Since 2020, they have won the division every single year. Like, they took that baton from the New England Patriots that last Tom Brady Belichick year in 2019, and they said, thank you very much. We appreciate all the ass whoopings over the last two decades. We will now be giving out the ass whoopings, and we will be controlling the AFC East. And they've done that over these last 4 years, and they're a monster favorite to do it again here in 2025. So you have Buffalo controlling the division. You have Josh Allen, who has continued to mature as a quarterback to being one of the best signal callers in the league. The man just won MVP last season. Josh Allen has continued on this trajectory as being one of the better players in the NFL. And the only thing right now for Buffalo to accomplish, the only thing left for them to do, is to finally beat Kansas City in January, make it to a Super Bowl, and win a Lombardi Trophy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everything else they've accomplished. Beat Lamar in the playoffs, beat all these other AFC teams in the playoffs, win the division, Gotti records, et cetera, et cetera. They just have to beat Kansas City and get to a Super Bowl and win a Lombardi Trophy. So on one hand, you have the Buffalo Bills, who have continued to go on this trajectory and solidify themselves as one of the best organizations in the NFL. And on the other hand, we have the Miami Dolphins, who have fallen off a cliff, lost at beach there on South Beach. This team who were once the bullies on the block. Like, it wasn't that long ago, 2 years ago, mind you, that the Miami Dolphins were the bullies on the block. They hung 70 points on Sean Payton's Denver Broncos. It wasn't that long ago, just 2 years ago that happened. Anytime they faced a bad team, they destroyed them. But anytime they played a good team, they lost to them. And I think we all have to remember that 2023 season, just how good that Dolphins offense was. Tyreek Hill at the peak of his powers. Tua was in sync with them. Waddle was doing big things, making big plays. Raheem Mostert. Like, they had all of these speed guys. They had like the 4x1 track team for the Miami Dolphins in their skill position rooms. They were electric and they were fun. And they were just a great, great watch. And unfortunately for them, they just couldn't really contend with the big boys. And we all know how that season ended, with a whimper at Arrowhead Stadium, that cold, cold Saturday night in January, where they just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 26-7. And to be honest, watching that game, it felt much bigger than the score suggested. Like, I remember that like being like one of the LOL bets that I made that playoff year, laying 3.5 with Mahomes at home against Tua in the frigid cold. Like, how did anyone think that was going to go? Like, you know, like, it was just like, all right, I'll lay the 3.5. I'll even lay 4 with Kansas City at home against Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa. Tua making his first start in sub-zero temperatures. It went as we all thought it would. Miami froze their asses off, and they have not been relevant ever since. This thing has gone downhill, and the vibes are as bad as you could ever guess that they would be if you were thinking about where this team would be 2 years later after that wild card loss. Because since then, since losing that game, Tua's been injured. That's kind of been the story, even when the times are good. Tua's been banged up, injured a couple times last year. He's healthy right now, but you can't count on that to happen all throughout the rest of the season. Tyreek Hill seemingly has lost a step. Once the most feared wide receiver in the NFL, now it's like, hey, is he on the same page with his quarterback? Is he going to be okay? Is he going to be traded? Are they going to kick him off the team? What's going on with Tyreek Hill? He's lost a step. Mike McDaniel, he's lost all of his aura. I mean, 2-3 years ago, oh, everyone loves Mike McDaniel. Look how he sprints to the locker room after those halftime interviews. Look at his pants. He's wearing the shades. He drives the nice, expensive car. Mike McDaniel's living the life. Well, Mike McDaniel, not only has he lost his aura, the man might lose his job as early as tomorrow. That's where things are at for Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. And that's the big question for me heading into this game. It's, can Mike McDaniel survive a shellacking in prime time with the whole country watching? Once again, the point spread of this game, Buffalo 11.5, total sitting at 50.5. Let us not forget that at the end of last season, back in January, Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross put out a statement saying general manager Chris Greer and head coach Mike McDaniel were coming back for the 2025 season. Now, you don't have to be Einstein or Sir Isaac Newton or any genius from the past to realize that anytime someone has to issue a statement saying that you still have your job, it means you won't have your job for that much longer. Like, that's what that means. Anyone who's doing well, you don't have to say, oh yeah, they're still here. No, it's implied. We all know it. But Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, there needed to be a statement saying that these guys are coming back, because what that implies is that there was a legitimate reason to fire them at the end of last season. Stephen Ross decided not to do that. Maybe he wants to be patient. Maybe he's being cheap and doesn't want to pay multiple coaches. For whatever reason, those guys still have their jobs for right now. Now, if Buffalo wins this game 40-17, will they have their jobs? I don't think so. I don't say that with any inside information. I'm just guessing. I'm just looking at the tea leaves and how the schedule sets up. No bye week until week 12. They have a trip to Madrid in Spain to take on the Commanders. There's no real sweet spot to fire the coach unless you really wanted to drag this thing on out. But I don't think you can do that with the vibes already as low as they are, having lost to Indianapolis in the opener and having lost to New England last Sunday. Like, if this is really bad tonight, which once again, the point spread indicates it might be, I think we might be talking about Mike McDaniel no longer as the Dolphins head coach in tomorrow's edition of You Better You Bet. Like, that is a big time story hovering over this game. Now, the story in between the lines from an injury standpoint, also very big. For the Miami Dolphins, and this is the biggest one tonight that we don't know yet, and we might not know until prior to kickoff, about 90 minutes prior, when the actives and inactives are released for both teams. But Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle is dealing with a shoulder injury. He popped up on the injury report on Tuesday, was limited after not being on the injury report on Monday, but was limited Tuesday, limited Wednesday, listed as questionable. If you're the Miami Dolphins and you'd like to cover this number, you would like for Jalen Waddle to be out there on the field. I think that's self-explanatory. Goes without saying. But other injuries plaguing the Miami Dolphins. Cornerback Storm Duck, he has been ruled out. Safety Ifeatu Melifonwu, he has been ruled out. So now those are two starters in the secondary who will not be playing in tonight's game. Just so happens that you're playing the MVP of the league, Josh Allen. Not a great setup. You got one of the best quarterbacks at home on a short week, and your secondary is banged up. But the injury news isn't just on Buffalo's side. Or sorry, on Miami's side. It's also on Buffalo's. Ed Oliver, their best defensive lineman, he is out for the game with a knee injury. Matt Milano, probably their best linebacker, or at least one of their leadership and veteran presences on that second level of defense. He is out for tonight's game with a pec injury. And for Buffalo, despite those injuries, you might look at them and say, well, defensively, they should be pretty vulnerable, right? Yeah, I think that's a fair argument to be made. But I think for Buffalo, the big thing with me and Buffalo tonight is that there has to be urgency for the Bills. And in fact, this might sound crazy, but when I lay it out there, you're not going to think it's as crazy as the initial shock. But I actually think tonight is a must-win for the Buffalo Bills. At the end of the day, this is a game they cannot afford to drop. Because it's not to say that their season is over if they lose. No, they're 2-1. They'll be fine. But this is the kind of game they must win if they want to have home field advantage. How many times have you heard me say Buffalo needs to secure home field if they're going to finally get over that hump? You can't drop these kinds of games. And now if you're Buffalo, after this 2-0 start, having beat the Baltimore Ravens, now's the time to get fat. Now's the time to get aggressive. It's like you're on the blackjack table and you just had this like insane hand to start the shoe, like splitting eights multiple times, doubling down multiple times, dealer bust, and bang, here you are with all your riches. The vibes are as high as possible. I mean, that's kind of like what the Ravens game was, wasn't it? Like an insanely high leverage experience, high leverage hand on the table, and they end up coming up with the dealer busting and they win all that money. Now that the vibes are electric for the Bills, the drinks are flowing, everything's all good, folks are gathering around, seeing what's happening, we're all going to be watching tonight, national television. Now's the time where you press the gas. You don't get up mid-shoe and say, you know what, I'm happy with my winnings. I'm happy 2-0. We can drop a game. We're all good to go. We're going to control this division. Now's the time for the Buffalo Bills to press their luck, because let's keep the good vibes rolling, because over these next few weeks, home Miami, home New Orleans, home New England, it'll be a disappointment if the Bills are not 5-0 after this stretch. And if they do go 5-0, this season they'll have the chance for everyone come January to come to their house in Western New York. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll get to the top headlines from around the world of sports here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.